Okay, Kuf Alchem Beis. Let's start again from where we learned from yesterday. The Su Yosef Rav Chisna Vekam B'Shmei D'Navshe. The Su Yosef Rav Chisna Vekam B'Shmei D'Navshe. Chodi Amar Tosh Shini Mokim Shach Levarich. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines down. I think 11 was on. V'su Yosef Rav Chisna Vekam B'Shmei D'Navshe. Chodi Amar Tosh Shini Mokim. This, that. Again, this Rav Chisna. It's important to keep in mind the names. We're going to have Rav Chisna, and we're going to have Rav Sheshes. This Rav Chisna says, if you change your location, you need to make a new bracha. If you make a bracha in your house, and you go to a new location, you need to make a new bracha. It's only true when you're dealing with things that you did not need to make a bracha acharoina in its original location. For example, mayim or peiros. If you make a boya priho eitz on an apple, and then you leave, that location, and you go to a new location, you do not need to return to the original location to make the boya nefashos. You can make the bracha achron in the new location. Therefore, being that you do not need to come back to the original location to make the bracha achrona, when you leave that location, you are making a statement: I'm finished. I'm finished with this location. So it's called a hesech hadas, because you don't need to return.
Yeah, but that applies only to Paris.
Correct.
Paris,
exactly. Paris and Shahakal.
Shahakal.
Anything which only requires a bury in the fashas. So therefore, since you do not need to return, things require bracha. In other words, al hanichya and birchas hamoz, where you mechuyev to return back to your original location, ein tzarich levarich. Then if you go to a new location, you do not need to make a new bracha. And if you return to your original location, you also do not need to make a new bracha. Because why?
The Gemara's words. To your original location,
you do not need to make another bracha rishayin. Why not? My time. Say the Gemara's word. Lekiva kamohoda. You are returning back to your original kivias. In other words, let's focus primarily on. Since you have to return to your original location to make the bracha achreina, since you're required to return back to your original location, that you're not mesiach das. According to Rashi, since you are required to return back to your original location, it shows that you're not mesiach das from your original bracha. It's not this that you have left temporarily is not considered to be a hefsek, a hesek hadas. Let's see the Rashi. It's very complicated, so let's see the Rashi. Rashi Dibur Maskil Bedvarim, it's three lines down, and when the Rashbam gets Y. Three lines down, Dibur Hamaskil Bedvarim She'enim Tunim Bracha Liachareim B'mkoimam. Kegoin, for example, Mayim Oiperois She'enim Tunim Bracha Chashuva B'fnei Atzmam Ela Bori Nefosho Esrabois. We only need to make a bracha when it comes to mayim and peiros. Hilkach, therefore, if I make a bracha in this shul, in this market, and I go across the street, therefore, ain't it tzarich levarich b'mukayim, therefore, ain't it tzarich levarich b'mukayim achareim. I do not need to make a bari nefashos here. If I make a shahakol, a bari parades, and I go across the street, I do not need to return to this shul to make the bari nefashos. I can make the bari nefashos across the street. Devadai, there certainly, kevon domat. So since I do not need to return, there's no requirement for me to come back to make the bari nefashos. I can make the bari nefashos across the street. Therefore, when I leave, I am leaving for good. It's over. I'm out of this place because I don't need to come back to make the bar nefoshos. Devadei kevon damad v'holach b'mokem acher. Since I stood up and I went to a different location, amidasoi zuhi gemar sudasoi. My amida, my standing up to walk out of this location, is the end of my suda. V'hach suda chritihi. And if I do choose to come back to this location and to eat more, it's considered to be a new suda, and therefore v'tzaruch levarich betchila, I need to make a new brach. So again, one more time, if I'm sitting in this location, in this mokum, and I make a shahakol, which only requires me to make a burin nefashos, and I leave this location, I go across the street, when I go, I do not need to return to this location to make the burin nefashos. I can make the burin nefashos across the street. Therefore, since I do not need to return, when I step out of this location, it's the ultimate statement, I'm finished. I'm finished with this location, I'm mesiach das, and therefore, if I do choose to return, it's considered to be a new entry to this location, which requires
me... Made a bracha acharon already.
No, even if I do not make, that's the chiddush. Even if I do not make a bracha acharon, that's exactly the chiddush. Even if I do not make a bracha acharon, if I go to a new location, I need to make a new bracha in the new location, if I make a new bracha. But if I come back to this location, I want to make a bracha, I have to make a new bracha in this location. So okay, let's one case at a time. I'm here in this shul. I make a shahakel. I step out. I go across the street, and I don't need anything across the street. I don't need anything. And now I come back. I come back here to the shul, and I want to take more shahakel. I need to make a new shahakel. Why do I need to make a new shahakel? Because when I left this mokoyim, it's ki'ilu, I'm finished. I'm a siach das from this, the bracha expires. A bracha is limited to its mokoyim. The only time a bracha that you make in one mokoyim can be in a different mokoyim is only when we have kavanah that it should be mamshech, that it should not be considered, not should be hesach adas. If I walk out of this mokoyim and I go to a new mokoyim and I'm not required to come back to make the burin nefashos in this mokoyim, it's automatically considered my exit to be a hesach adas. Therefore, if I do, for whatever reason, choose to come back and eat more in this mokoyim, it's considered to be a new start and requires me to make a new bracha rishayna. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah, but what be out?
Okay, let's see the next Rashi. So then maybe it could be that it's not going to help because since you're not required to come back, it's already bottled. I'm not clear at all the halachas. Okay, let's see the next Rashi. Avol dvorim atudim bracha lacharei b'mukayim. Things are required to make a bracha acharei b'mukayim. Kaloimar, what does that mean? Bracha chashuva b'fnei atzman tzrichim b'mukayim. Go and shivus haminim. If I make a bracha chashuva, I make a bracha eitz on the shivus haminim, or I eat mezoinas, or I eat bread. The isbu who bracha achas main shaloi shahir doing al hanichya. You have to make the al hanichya the al eitz. If I leave this location and I forgot or chose not to yet make the bracha al hamichya al ha'etz, the holach b'makim acher lisoid al das kviyas harishoyna holach, I went on the kviyas harishoyna levarich bracha achas al shtehen. Therefore, if I leave this location, I do not need to make another bracha in the new location because since I would be required to make an alamichi in this location, if I choose to go to a new location, the intent is that the bracha that I make over here should work for multiple locations. That's the understanding. In other words, if I come back, if I return back to this location, I do not need to make another bracha or rishayna, because since I would anyway be required to come back to make here the alhamichi or the aloeitz, so the bracha does not expire, and I do not need to make another bracha if I do return to this location. Okay, so that is. So they will skip. Let's now skip this part
is
of the Rashi.
72 minutes, or is that?
That's all limited. So right, it's not equal. Exactly, it's 72 minutes. Correct. Now here, let's skip to the next Rashi. Therefore, lekiva kamahadar kilaymar al das suda harishoyinu hu oichel achshav l'saim sudasoi. You're coming now to on your original suda. Okay, so we'll leave the rest of Rashi. It's not no gear. I want to cover some more ground. So let's get the basic yisod. The basic yisod is we have here halacha. The halacha is if you make a bracha, in this location, and you walk out. Let's just discuss the simplest case. There are many variations of the case which Rashi alludes to, but let's discuss the simplest case. I make a bracha in this location, and I walk out, and I come back, and I want to eat more. Do I need to make another bracha? The answer is, it depends what kind of bracha I made originally. If the bracha I made originally would require me to make only a bori nefashos, and then I leave, and I come back, I am required to make another bracha rishayna. Why? Because my original bracha rishayna has expired the moment I walk out of this room. Why does it expire the moment I walk out of this room? Because I'm not mechuyev to return. Because if you make a bracha rishon in this room and you walk out, you're still mechuyif for the next 72 minutes to make a bracha acharoina bari nefashos. Where do I need to make that bari nefashos? Anywhere I want. I can make that bari nefashos anywhere in the world. I can get on a plane, and if that plane can take me, get on a spaceship and get out and go to the moon, and I can be in the moon within 72 minutes, I can make the bari nefashos on the moon. I'm not mechuyif to come back to this room. I'm not mechuyif to be back here in this room. And therefore, the moment I step out of this room, the bracha automatically expires. Therefore, let's say my plane to the moon is canceled. I come to Cape Canaveral. Am I saying that? And they tell me the flight is canceled. Space shuttle has been grounded, and we're not going nowhere. And I come back to shul to hear the end of the Daf Yomi within 72 minutes. Do I have to? And I want to take another cup of coffee. Do I have to make another shahakol? I must make another shahakol, because the moment I stepped out of the room, my bracha expired. But if I eat a mezoinos, if I take a mezoinos in the Daf Yomi, and then I go to Cape Canaveral, and I plan to get on the space shuttle, I am mechuyev to get off that space shuttle and go back to shul and make the al hamichya. You're not allowed to make the bracha on the moon or on the space shuttle. You have to make it in the Beis HaKnesses where you made the bracha. So since I'm mechuyev to return my bracha rishona never expired, because I'm mechuyev to get back there. Things that never expired, when I get off that ship and I come back over here to the shul and I want to eat more mezonos, I do not need to make another bury the name mezonos, because my original bury the name mezonos did not expire. Of course, provided that you did 72 minutes not pass since my original. That's a separate issue. Okay.
So what if you was your only chance to go to the moon? And you're going to be late.
Halacha.
And you did it on the moon. Would you be?
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to bracha levatola.
B'di'evid?
No, you're not yotzer. It's a bracha levatola. It's not a proper bracha. You have to come back. The bracha has to be made in the location where you ate the food. It's not the right. That's not the right location. That's the halacha. That is the halacha. Now let's give you another nafkamina. There is one way to salvage the problem. The other way to salvage the problem is I can eat more on the moon. In other words, let's take the same exact case, but let's just make a variation. I take a cup of coffee. Now, coffee is not a good example, because coffee, if you generally drink coffee very slowly, so it's not achilas pras. Shahakul, but also I'm talking about the bracha chareina, so the derech is you don't drink a revius. Not so pashut, a revius in the zman of 9 minutes or 2 minutes or shayla. Okay, but let's talk about a cup of orange juice. I take a cup of orange juice. I take baruch atah Hashem, located in the chum shakoli and bivaro. And I walk out of the shul. I never made a baruch nefashos. And now I go and I go. And now I'm sitting in the car. I'm across the street, and they serve orange juice across the street. Oh, do I have to make another shakoli and bivaro? I made a shakoli and bivaro across the street.
According to this, yes.
So the answer is yes. Because the brach expired. When I walk out of the shul, my brach has expired. When I go across the street, I must make another shahakol niyad bedvor because the brach expired. But let's say I take mezonos, bermin mezonos, and I walk out of shul and I go across the street and they're serving across the street danishes. Do I need to make another bermin mezonos across the street? No, I do not. Because my bracha, bar mezonos, did not yet expire. Why did it not expire? Because I'm mechuyev to come back and make the al hamichya. It never expired. So I do not need to make a bar mezonos across the street. But there's a mile now. Being that I do not need to make, I can continue eating mezonos across the street. I don't have to return anymore. Because once I eat the mezonos across the street, I can make the al hamichya across the street. That al hamichya will cover everywhere, all my locations.
Yeah, but even the bracha achareino on the drink does not cover.
The bracha achareino. The bracha achareino. So what the solution is? That I take a cup of juice and I walk out, and then I take a cup of juice across the street. I have to make another shahakol, and across the street I make one bury in the fosh, which covers everything. But if I go eat mezonos, I can't make, and I leave, I can't make an alamichi across the street. The only way I can make an alamichi across the street is if I eat more mezonos across the street.
Do you have to have it in mind before you go across the street?
L'chatchila, yes, but the evid, no. L'chatchila, yes, but the evid, you don't have to. It's nogei, no, it's nogei, you know, whatever. That's, you know,
they. These few weeks.
What's nogei these few weeks?
you have Shabbos Bereish, it's not your for the Chassanim of making Kiddush.
Yeah, yeah.
You have this Shul Kiddush, you have by Rabbi Krauss of Kiddush, you have by
Rabbi right.
Kiddush.
So you make one Mizoinos, Lachara, okay, I don't know, I have to look at the law carefully, but Lachara, that's right. If you make one Mizoinos, you don't even make multiple Mizoinos. That's right, you make one Mizoinos and one Shul, you have Kavanah, but you have to be very careful to eat a Shir in each Shul. Because you're gonna have to at some point make an alamichia. So at some point, yeah, that place where you make the alamichia, you have to make sure that you eat in that location a full shear of mezoinos. Maybe if you go home, you're going to eat bread. So you eat bread that covers everything. Okay, I don't know the exact halacha. You're right. I'm not. I don't know the halachas. I have to learn the halachas better. But these are the basic rules, at least according to the Gemara we have in front of us. Okay, at least an opening to go through the halachas, hilchas brachas. Now let's go by the Gemara. Okay, here comes the Gemara now. That's according to Rav Chisda. Along comes Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes Amar, he disagrees. Echad zev yechad zed sarach levar. He disagrees. Rav Sheshes, we don't pass like this. Rav Sheshes says, even if you make a mezoinos in one location and you leave the location, you need to make another borim mezoinos in the new location. That's Rav Sheshes, not like Rav Chisda. Echad zev yechad zev. Whether it is dvarim she'ein tzarech bracha achronim b'mekaymam, or whether it's dvarim she'tzarech bracha achronim b'mekaymam, if you leave the location, if you leave the original location, you go to a new location, you need to make a new bracha rishayna in the new location. The bracha always expires according to the shita of Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Chisda, it doesn't expire. According to Rav Chisda, if you make a mezoinos, it doesn't expire, or the Shiva Saminim, according to Rav Chisda, it doesn't expire. According to Rav Sheshes, the bracha will always expire the moment you walk out of the room. Okay, that's Rav Sheshes. Look at the Rashi.
Out of the building.
Look at the third line in Rashi, the very wide lines. Echad zev yechad zeh, bein shetunim bracha liachareim b'mukaymam, bein sheinim shiv saminim. Automatically, the bracha will expire. Okay, now that we got the basic machlokes, the basic is now the Gemara is going to be mefalpel in these sugyas. Here we go, meisay. It's right in the middle of meisay. Here's the kasha. B'nei chabura shayim sum l'shtoyes. Here's the case. We have a chabura. We have a group. The Gemara is now going to introduce now a new variable in expiration of a bracha. Now let me just tell you the variable outside before we do the Gemara inside. The variable is if you're part of a group. I'm part of a group and we're eating. And a number of people leave, but someone from the original group remains behind. If one person from the original group remains behind, then the bracha does not expire for those who left. But if everyone from the group leaves, or you're only one person to start, and you leave the building, then the bracha expires. A whole new concept. If you're part of a group, and the majority, or even everyone, leaves the location, the building, but one person from the original group remains behind, he serves as an anchor to prevent the bracha from expiring for the other people in the group. Because when they come back, they're coming back to their old pal, their old friend who still remained behind. But if everyone leaves, or you only started as one individual and you leave, then the bracha will expire for everyone. Okay, that's the concept. Let's see how that ties into our Gemara. We have to take this concept and play back into the Machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes and see how it works out. We match up this halach against that halach. Here we go. Meisa, Braisa. The Braisa is as follows. B'nei Chabura, we have a group. They were sitting lishtois. Oh, now it says here the word lishtois is a powerful word. When it says we're lishtois in the Gemara, what does it mean? Stam lishtois. It means to drink yayin. It doesn't mean in the Gemara to drink oranges. It means you're drinking wine. Now yayin is something which you make in al hagefen, which is a bracha main shalosh. The akru ragleim lotzes, and then suddenly there was an emergency. Akru has the connotation, they quickly had to leave. In other words, they really were planning to make the bracha acharoina on this location. They were drinking yayin. They were planning to make an algefen, but they had a sudden need to depart. Why? Because there was a chasam coming, and there's a mitzvah to me mitzameh chasam v'kala. Likras lots likras chasam or likras kala. Kishahin yaitzin. Now they leave. Ain to nebracha l'mafreya. They do not need to make an alhagefen. They can make the alhagefen. They can make the alhagefen in the new location. And if they choose to come back, they do not need ein tuun and bracha lechatchil. They do not need to make one. If they come back to their original location and they want to drink more yayin, they do not need to make a new borei priagofen. Now here comes the clincher. When do we say that they do not need to make, to, that leaving is not a problem, they do not need to make the bracha at this moment, al hagefen, when they leave. And they do not need to make a new bracha, bar priagaf, when they return, not everyone is going to greet the chasen kala. They're leaving behind someone from the original group, one person who was a choyle or a zokin, who was, they can't even go. When they leave, before they leave, they're mechuyev to make an al hagefen. Kishin yaitzin, to unin bracha limafreya. Limafreya here means a bracha acharoina, an al hagefen. Kishahin chayz, when they come back, to unin bracha lechatil, they need to make a new bracha bari priagofen. Now, what does it say? Midukdani akur raglayim, mechlal. Since it said akur raglayim, they were in a rush, mechlal, that it was an unusual circumstance that they had to leave. The bedvarim hatun and bracha leachleim b'mekayim maskim. We're dealing over here with yayin. Whether they were drinking, it means they're not drinking beer, because beer requires a bari nefasha. Sometimes people sit down to drink beer. They were drinking yayin, and yayin requires an al hagefen. And what's the reason why they do not need to make? What's the reason why they do not need to? They do not need to make another bracha, a bari priagofen. V'tayma dinichusham zokin echayla. It's only because there was one person that was still left over, which kept them anchored. Now here's Kasha. Aval, but lohini chusham zokin echoyle. But it's mashma from this. Here comes the Morse Kasha. It's mashma. Let's say they were drinking yayin, and they made the bari priagofen, and they're mechuyev to make in this location nalagefen. And they, every single last one of them, picks themselves up to leave. And now they come back. It's mashma v'loy hinichusham zokin echol l'gushin yoytzin tuni bracha l'mafreya. They're mechuyev before they leave to make the alagefen. And what we need for our gemara is the next line, kashahin chayit, when they come back, tuunim bracha l'chatchila, you need to make a new borei priagofen. But wait a minute, but we learned a few minutes ago that according to Rav Chista never made that distinction. Rav Chista was very clear. If a person makes a borei minei mezoinis, a borei minei mezoinis is a bracha which requires a bracha acharoina b'mekoima. And if you leave, it's not, the bracha does not expire. And when you come back, you do not need to make another borei minei mezonos. And Rav Chista did not have any conditions. According to Rav Chista, even if every single person of the group left, or you're all alone, if you make a borei minei mezonos, and every single person leaves, and you all come back, you do not need to make a new borei minei mezonos. And here in this price, it's clear as day that if every single person leaves and then they come back, you do need to make a new bracha rishayna. Who's the one that said that? That's what Rav Shesha said. Rav Chista said the bracha does not expire. Anytime you make a bracha, which is chashuv, which requires a bracha main shalosh de'acharayim, automatically, no matter what, the bracha does not expire, and you do not need to make a new bracha rishayna.
Like
yayin. And here it says that you do need to make a new bracha rishayna. That was the Gemara's dilemma. That's why we needed with Aku. That's a side point. That's why the Gemara needed to come onto Aku. Aku is which made it clear that we're dealing with Yain, because if it would say Yain, there would not be any necessary need for the Gemara to say Aku. We all know that we're dealing with Yain because of the word Aku. Okay, so we have over here, so this is a very great difficulty on Rav Chisda. It's a riot to Rav Sheshes. It's a cash on Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, so the Gemara gives the Mordek Insam, Antoni Akirois, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Hochinami. This, now you have to remember, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes are what? What generation are they? They are Amoroyim. They're much later in the timeline of history. Rav Chisda, who's debating this issue? Who's the one that's debating this issue? Do you need to make a bracha? Does the bracha expire? It's Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes who are Amoroyim. So we present the Braisa, and the Braisa clearly tells us the halach is like Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara is basically saying is that the machlokes in Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda and the Rav Huna can be traced back to a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. Or in other words, this concept of a person, part of your chabura, he keeps you anchored and he prevents the bracha from expiring. This is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So this that it says here that if a person from your group remains behind, the bracha does not expire, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Einochnami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you have one person, the bracha does not expire. But Rav Chisda said as halach in the sheet of the Rabbanan, and Rabbanan hold it doesn't make a difference if someone stays behind. Even if no one stays behind, the bracha will not expire. Man Tani Akiros, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, the Gemara brings an example to tell a concept. Achavedim Shayvusum Biyakur Aglaim Lilach Lebes HaKnesses. It's a different case. Not an example of going to greet a chosn kala. In the middle of a meal, right? You're in the middle of a dining. And now, a group of your people, they leave in order to go daven mincha. Okay, they go to the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash, Kishayin Yaitzin, Ein Tu'unin Brocha L'mafra. If you want to go middle of evening, and you want to go daven mincha, you do not need to bench. You can go daven mincha, and you can come back and bench later. Ein Tu'unin Brocha L'mafra, yeah? When you come back, Ein Tu'unin Brocha L'chata, you do not need to make another Brocha Rishayna. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says
that's all in the 72 minutes of the...
That's absolutely. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bame Dvorim Amurim, Bizman Shenicho Yishon Miksas Chaveirim. That's only when you left over some of the Chaveirim. In other words,
Not everyone went.
Aval lo hinicho yishon miksas chaveirim. But let's say everyone left. Then before you leave, you must make a bracha acharoina. Kishehein yaitzim tun bracha lemafreya. Chshen choyzim tun bracha lechatchilam. So therefore, this is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But here's we have to add words into make sense of the Gemara. But the Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon hold that even if every single person left, there's no one remaining, you don't need to make a bracha rishayna. The bracha does not expire when they return. So the Rav Chisda is saying his halach in the sheet of the Rabbanon. And this brayse that you're quoting me, that's telling us that it's mashma fakered, einachnami. That's in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes is in the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim do not hold of this concept that one person keeps everyone grounded. So the question is, according to Rabban, would there be a differentiation between a bracha chashuva and a bracha that's not chashuva? Between a bracha shatunim bracha acharon b'mekayim or not? That's the machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda. So Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda are in the sheet of the Chachamim. But in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Ochnami, if one person remains behind automatically, then the bracha does not expire.
So what does Rabbi Yehuda say about an individual?
What does Rabbi Yehuda appears to say that automatically an individual doesn't make any difference? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if an individual leaves, the bracha expires. the bracha does not make any difference what he's eating. If an individual is in one location and he makes a bracha, even a bracha b'rminim zonis b'priyagof, and he leaves, the bracha will automatically expire according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rabbanon, it doesn't make a difference whether you're one person, it doesn't make a difference whether you're many people, and there are people left behind. We have now a machlokes between the shita of Rav Chissa and Rav Sheshes. What would be the opinion of the Rabbanon if you leave? Does the bracha expire? Rav Chisda says it depends on the type of bracha. And Rav Sheshes says it doesn't depend on the type of bracha. The bracha automatically expires. Okay, right. Now the most Ella, so what do we come out? Now the one makes a diik Ella, Taima, Dibidva Matum, according to the Shita of Rav Chisda. Taima, Dibidva Matum, Bracha, Yachareim, Bemukayim. The Shen Yitzin, Ain Tunim Bracha, Lemafreya. Shen Yachayim, Ain Tunim Bracha, Lechatila. Aval Dvarim, Shein Tunim Bracha, Yachareim. But dvarim, something which does not require bracha chreim, it's mashma bimakaimam afilu lirabon. The Gemara wants to make a diag now. Kishahin yaitzin to unin bracha lemafreya uchshen chayzrin, and when they come back to unin bracha lechatchila leima atavi tiv to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara just comes to tie up some loose ends here. If you remember, in the previous staff we had a third opinion. The third opinion was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan yesterday said at the very, very top of the page on Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, we had the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, even go back. Go back to Kuf Aleph, the very last line. The very last line of Daf Kuf Aleph on the Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan Echad Shinu Yayin V'Echad Shinu Makoyim. Rabbi Yochanan went to mamish to the extreme opposite. Rabbi Yochanan said the bracha never expires, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what do we have here? We have over here a braisa, and the braisa is following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And in the Shita of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, and then the Braisa, it's a little bit complex, different layers. But we have a Braisa, and the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Braisa is discussing, what is it discussing? It's discussing Yayin. It's discussing Dvarim, Hatzitzichim, Bracha, Acharoina, Bimukaima. And even in that, Rabbi Yehuda says, you need to have one person to anchor you. You need to have one person to hold you back. The Rabbanan say, no, you don't. The Rabbanan hold, you don't necessarily need to have one person to hold you back. Even if everyone leaves, it could very well be we're going to have a machlaikis. There's a machlaikis. If every single person leaves, a machlaikis, what the halach will be according to the shita of Rav Chisda. And according to Rav Chisda, the brach does not expire. But being that Rabbi Yehuda says his halach in the case of Dvarim, he says this halacha in regard to a mezoinos or yayin, which is chashuv, it's mashma. Even the most lenient thing you can possibly say is at least it has to be dvarim shetzrichim brach achron b'mekayma, because that's where the brayis is making mention of this halacha. But it's mashma. But if it was a davar that does not require brach achron b'mekayma, like a shahakol, everyone would agree the bracha expires. But the problem is, Rabbi Yochanan says, even by a shahakol, the bracha does not expire. So it's a tiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was extremely lenient. Rabbi Yochanan says a bracha never expires. Not by a mezoinis, and not by a shahakol. Here, the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon has only been ogeya a mezoinis. They're yoshim lishtois v'okru. The combination of lishtois v'okru is mashu. We're dealing here with the bar priya gofen. There you have a dilemma. What would the halacha be? Does the bracha expire? Does it not expire? Do you need there to be part of chabur? You don't need to be part of chabur. The whole dilemma is at least upgraded to a situation where you're dealing with the bracha of a mezoinah, so a bracha bar priya gofen, which is a bracha chashuva. But it's mashma. If you're dealing with a bracha that's not chashuva shakel, everyone would agree the bracha expires once you leave the location. Rabbi Yochanan says the bracha doesn't expire when you leave the location. Even a shahakal doesn't expire. So I'm going to tell those words to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Taima, El Taima. The whole machlokes is here between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is El Taima. We're dealing with something which is a bracha shuva, which requires a bracha b'mekayimam. That's when there's a possibility to suggest when you leave ain tuna bracha l'mafreig shen yichayz min tuna bracha l'achachila, according to the Rabbanon. Aval devarim shen tuna bracha l'achadeim b'mekayimam. It's mashma. Afil Rabbanon k'shen yaitzim tuna bracha l'mafreig. Even according to Rabbanon, when you leave. And you require a bracha l'mafreya, shein chayzim tuna bracha l'chatil l'leimut yavetiv z'rabi yachanan. So the Gemara says, that's right. What's the big deal? V'lav mi oi svine chad zimna. We already shlugged up. What's the big deal? We already shlugged up Rabbi Yehuda once before. On the previous staff, we already shlugged up Rabbi Yehuda once before. V'lav mi oi svine chad zimna. The Gemara says, name amichanami tevitiv t'inachanami. We want to pile on the kashas. It's true. We already shlugged up Rabbi Yehuda once. But we want to ask another to the just in case that sometime later on down the road you'll give an answer for the first tiyufta of Rabbi Yochanan. We want to make sure that we completely overthrow Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, we have one pile on another kasha. Let this also be a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Tomorrow says no, it's not a kasha. Because Amalcha Rabbi Yochanan will answer you that this is not a kasha. So even though it's taksha in this braisa, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about a mezainis, about a boy priagofen, who hadin, the truth is the same argument would be the same halacha will be b'mekayim nami ein tzrichim levarich. Oh, so why then did Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban express the machlokes bedavka by a case of a mezainis or a boy priagofen? The hard diketani aku raglaim, which indicates that we're dealing with a bracha which requires a bracha achrona b'mekayimam l'chaydiyacha, to tell you the chiddush koychoy de Rabbi Yehuda the afilu devarim shetunim bracha liacharehem, even a bracha chashuvu which you have to come back to make it the alamichim b'mekayimam, still b'mekayimam, then still he's going to be machmir. We want to tell you the koyach of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's machmir even in this case. Now what are you going to ask? Rashi runs the kasha. But isn't there a general halacha, a general concept in Shas, that koycha deheteri adif? And it's always a bigger chiddush to be matir. Here, you're telling me a koyach to be machmir. That's not a chiddush to be machmir. It's a bigger chiddush to be matir. Koyach deheter adif. So Rashi answers. We'll read the Rashbam in a moment. Rashbam answers. And here, we go against the grain because the svara is to be makel. Why is the svara to be makel? Because yinam mesiach das.
You're not what?
You're not mesiach das.
Right.
So therefore, it's much more logical in this instance to say you do not need to make another bracha, because if you are making a borim nei mezonos and you are required to come back to this location to make the al hanichya, or you're required to come back to this location to make the al hagefen, so you're not mesiach das. If you're not mesiach das, by default, you would not be required to make another bracha. So in this case, it's poshut ad me'oid that you can be makel, you can be lenient, you do not need to make another bracha. It's a tremendous chiddush on the part of Rabbi Yehuda to be machmir, that when you come back, you need to make another bracha. And the only time we're going to be makel, you don't need to make another bracha, is only if you leave over a straggler behind. So here it's a very amazing Gemara. This Gemara, Dafku Beisim Sachim, okay, have a good memory. Shuvya Gemara. Someone will come and ask you, okay, you'll be in Mir Tashem 6 months from now. Someone will say to you, I want to test you. Where in Shas is the only place where the Gemara doesn't say the Svara Koycha Deheter Adif? Throughout Shas, you have a klal. Koyach Deheter Adif. There's always a chiddush in the Gemara to teach you the koyach minmat to be machmir. Big deal to be machmir. Every yukul can be machmir. It's not a chiddush to be machmir. It's a chiddush to have the plate, the grace of plates, to be megal. To be matter in the Eishes Ish, to be matter in the Isser Deraisa, it's a Shabbos. They tell you that on Shabbos you can do something. This is good, that's good. That's a Chiddush. To be machmir, big adula to be machmir. Just don't do anything, just be machmir.
You can be machmir for yourself, you can't be machmir for others.
So, okay, but no, even for others also, what are you? You're saving them. Okay, you're being machmir for other people. It's a chumdas leikula. Okay, but it's not a kunst to be machmir, it's a kunst to be mekel. So the Gemara, whenever you have a child in the Braisa, which one do you want to express? It's posh throughout Shas, hundreds of times in Shas. Koicha deheterodis. This stuff, the yisoid of this stuff, kuf beis in the Masechta Pesachim. Don't forget this. Is that it's not in this matziv? We say fakert. Koicha de lahachmir adif, because it's the starting point. It's poshut ad me'ol to be matir, that you don't need to make another bracha because you're not mesiach das. It that the svar is so poshut, it's a given to be matir. If I'm making a bar mitzvah and I'm walking out of the house, I got to come back. I got to come back to make the alam mechia. If I got to come back to make the alam mechia, I'm not mesiach das. So when I come back and I want to eat more mitzvahs, I do not need to make another bar mitzvah. I was never mesiach das. I have to come back to make the alam mechia. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says a tremendous chumrah, an unbelievable chumrah. You walk out of the house, you come back, you gotta make another boy named Zainas. The only time Rabbi Yehuda says I can find for you a heter not to make another boy named Zainas if you're part of a chabura and someone stays behind. But other than that, you got. It's a tremendous. Look at the words of Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Hamaschil, Dibra Maschil, Adiach HaKoichad Rabbi Yehuda. Kishen Yaitzin, that when you leave to Unin, Bracha Limafrei, you need to make a Bracha Acharo. You know when you leave? Aval, Bishar Dvarim Loha Yocha Loimar, Tuna Bracha Limafrei. When it comes to Shor Dvarim, Loha Yocha Loimar, Shard from that you can't say to the bracha l'mafreya the ain't shichem bracha l'achneim b'mukayman. They don't require bracha. It's pasha. When it comes to a shahakol, then there's no way out. Then it's davar pashut. When it comes to a shahakol, then of course when you walk out of the room, that's it. The bracha expires. Now it doesn't say that. Here comes Rashi. Here comes the yisoid of the Rashi. Comes this Rashbam. Then Shabbat. V'lek olak shuye. Don't ask me what's bothering you. Adarabo. How can the Gemara give this answer? What's the Gemara's answer? This is not a tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan. Don't go tell me that. What was the tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan? We have here a Braisa, and the Braisa is presenting a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan revolves around a case of mizoinos, which is mashma. If it will be a shahakol, it's posho that the bracha expires. But Rabbi Yochanan says the bracha never expires. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need to come down. Rabbi Yochanan says the bracha never expires, not even by a shahakol. Never.
Never meaning 72 minutes.
Right, of course, 72 minutes. The bracha never expires. Putting that aside, 72 minutes. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is not a tiyuf. No. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, the MS goes even on the Rabbanon that hold that the bracha does not expire. You know what? It goes even on a shahakol doesn't expire. Don't go tell me the only time the Rabbanon is going to be machmir is specifically in this case with Avnal Hanichya. No! When the Rabbanon hold the bracha doesn't expire, they hold it doesn't expire by a shahakol. Oh, so why then do they fight about a case They fight about a case of mizonos. The reason why they're fighting about a mizonos is to tell you the chumrah, the tremendous chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda, that even by a mizonos, the bracha is going to expire. So Rashi says, let the machlokes be expressed by the case of shahakal, to tell you the tremendous kula of the rabbanon, that even by a shahakal, the bracha doesn't expire. There are lenient kol kach shafilu aleho in tzrichim levarich umishom. Hear those key words: the koyach hetera odif. This is a yisoid in shas. So Rashi says, Rashbam says, Ein loymar kein. Don't say this. You know why? The ein koychon koyach. The koyach of hetera here is not a koyach. Why not? The chashivos im ein matzuchim levarich. Here are the key words. The svaruhu. In this instance, the default is to be megal. What's the makel? The kevon shelo hoye hesech adas beintayim. If a person makes a borei minei mizoynos and you walk out, there's no hesech adas because you got to come back. Lo mayachzer v'yivorech. It's pasha to be makel in this case. It's not a koyach that I'm makel in this case. It's pasha that I'm makel in this case. It's partial to be bakel in this case. There's no koyach in this case. Avu koyach jab Yehuda odif tve shemachmir shtei chumro yisal divrei chachamim. The erst chumro is when it comes to a mezoinos. The loy miboy goes out saying dvarim shein tzrichim bracha leachareim b'mekayimam shachayiv levarach. Goes out saying that things which do now require a bracha leachareim b'mekayimam shachayiv levarach. It goes out saying that which do not require bracha leachareim b'mekayim yichad make a bracha even though your friends are potter shechaver peturim afilu dvar matzrichim bracha achareim b'mekayim nami dechayif. He's extremely machmir even when it comes to a borim name is zoynos, you can have to make a new bracha. Hilchacha koyach di surah adiv. Okay, so this is a very nice little shimmy in the Gemara, new mahalach in the Gemara. The bottom line is we have over here machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and they argue concerning a case of bari b'nei mizonos, and the reason why we're expressing the machlokes here in this case is to tell you a chiddush that even by a bari b'nei mizonos, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that the bracha expires if no one is left over from the group. That is an outstanding chumrah which we are required to bring out, but it's not a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan can tell you the same with Rabbanan hold that the bracha does not expire. When you make a bar, my name is Donos, the bracha does not expire if you make a shahako. So it's not necessarily going to be a tiyuft on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so that. And then the Gemara follow finishes off. The last line of the Gemara says, Tanya chavosed Rav Chista. When everything is said and done, we have a raya, like Rav Chista. Rav Chista says a bracha does not expire. Chavedim, shahoyu, misubim, lishtosyayim, lvam vyaku, yiraglem, vchazru, Ein tzrichim levarich. Okay, beautiful Gemara. Gemara's maskan is like
Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, but here's the first time it actually brings down yayin.
Oh, Nechanan, very good. Nechanan, you should say it right. Nechanan, good. It's right. It's true. Volumes of the kivik. It's right. It's correct. Okay. Next Gemara. Tana Bona.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
And just in general, with Hesek Hadas, if a person has a cup of juice and he starts over drinking it over here, and he walks out with the juice in his hand outside,
I believe it works. If you have explicit kavan, it works. If you don't have kavan, it doesn't work.
Not kavan. You're walking out with the juice in your hand,
walking
across the street with it.
Okay, I don't know the exact halacha. It's not a hider. That's for sure.
It's not
a hider. It's not an ideal thing to do. The exact parameters, I don't know the answer.
Not the issue,
the halach, the bracha. You mean the bracha, the bracha issue.
What was it?
Okay, you know, he's asking the question, I'll be halacha with the bracha. The bracha. Yeah, I don't know the answer. I think if you have kavon, it works. If you do have kavon, I believe it does work. but it's not some.
Not bracha in the shuk. I'm not talking.
No. You make the bracha in the house, and then you
and you're not drinking it. You're not tasting it at all in the street.
Right. You're going to right. I believe it works. If you have kavana, and you go across, if I'm not mistaken,
you still have to have kavana.
You must have kavana.
So then you don't need to bring it.
You must have. If you don't have kavana, it's not going to work.
So bringing it with you doesn't do anything.
Right. Okay, we have to move on more. Tarnabon. Now we go to a famous sugya, the sugya of Yakne Bahas. When you have, well, here the Gemara starts, so Bnei Chabur Shoyim Subim, the Friday afternoon, or Shabbos afternoon, the Kiddush Shalem Hayoyim, and it becomes Shabbos. Let's talk about eating Friday afternoon. You're not really allowed to eat a Suda, but you have to say the Suda started B'Shas Het early in the day, and now it becomes Shabbos. So the Shail is, what do? You chayiv to make Kiddush, but you have not finished your Friday meal. You're eating a Friday Suda. It was Friday. You know, you have the Shabbat Purim. When you have Purim comes out on Friday,
Purim. Why like Purim? Why not Simcha Torah?
When Purim, in Chanami, that's right. You have a Simcha Torah Suda, that's right, and now it becomes Shabbos. So what do you do? Or Rosh Hashanah. You have a long davening on Rosh Hashanah, now it's Friday, and then it goes into Rosh Hashanah night. So when do you make Kiddush? When do you recite Birchas HaMazon? So we have different opinions. Here we're going once. Bnei Chabura, Bnei Chabura, Shoyim Musunil, they were sitting together, became Shabbos, Mevin, Loi Koshal Yayin, and now become Shabbos, the sun sets. So you have to stop eating. You hear this? In the middle of your Suda, they bring out the main course, it's Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, it's the middle of the course, you have to stop eating. They bring you Koshal Yayin, the Oimel of Akidush Sayoim, and you have to make on the Koshal Yayin Kiddush in the middle of your meal, and then you finish your meal, and after you finish your meal you bench, and when you bench you have a second Kreshel Yayin to recite Birchas HaMazon. You're mechuyev to recite Birchas HaMazon al Kreshel Yayin. So in this instance you're going to need to have a double Kreshel Yayin, a Kreshel Yayin for Kiddush and a Kreshel Yayin for Birchas HaMazon. You're in the middle of the meal. Right, let's say in the middle of the main course, and now the sun sets, it's now Shabbos, you have to stop the meal, take out a Kreshel Yayin, recite Kiddush, Vayer Vayvok Yom HaShishi, Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam Bar Pri HaGofen, Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu, V'Rat Zavon, Asher Kiddushanu, you say the bracha of Kiddush. You say the bracha of Kiddush, and then you drink the koish. Then you drink the koish shel yayin, and then you finish eating your meal, and then you bench. And when you bench, you bring out another koish shel yayin for Birchas HaMazon.
Wait, you're benching on the
new koish. No. Yeah. Exactly. So in this case, you're not going to be able to do two. You're not going to
be able to connect the two.
Right, exactly. The Shein Yom La Brachas Hamazon. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yamer Oichel. V'hoileich Ad Shetechshach. There's no need to stop. If you start eating your Friday meal at a good time, you're allowed to be mamshach your Friday meal, and you can until the end. And Gomroi Kais Gomro. When you finish your meal, then you take out one kais rishon and bavarch lebrachas hamazon, and hasheni lo emer kiddushas hayoyim. Then at the very also two cups of wine, but you wait. You don't make kiddush in the middle of your meal. In this instance, you make kiddush at the end of the meal, because since you are in the middle of eating, you don't make kiddush in the middle of the meal. First, finish the meal, and then when you bench, you'll make kiddush part of benching. Well, two separate kaisas. First, gamrei. First bench and then make kiddush. And the second cup you make kiddushas hayam. Mersakasha, amai. Why do you have to? Since now you're benching, you're making kiddush. Why can't you just go and make benching and kiddush on one kushal yain? Amai. When you bring the luchavayu achada kasa, am rav huna, am rav sheishes. This is a big sugya. Ein oimrim shtei kiddush al kois echad. You don't make two kedushas, the kedusha of Birchas HaMazon and the kedusha of Shabbos on one kois. Why my timer? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Levish in oisin mitzvos chavilois. You don't do mitzvos in bundles. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Rashbam says Kaiswishn Tabashbam, Gomor Lusudasn Kashuchon Bella Bukhamazan, Rabyosiko Amala, Rusuchain Sokh Kadesh Miyad, you don't make it shall will a Yigmar Sudasa Yvark Bukhamazan Yakak and Kadesh will be you in Paras Mapa, the Kidesh, Murderyosi, the Koshkin Shabitov, it's better, of course, it's better to do so. The Loitemahi, El Dav, come on, Yosi, Wishim Bukhala Bukhamazan, Kain Kishama Shmuel, come on, that's me later on the Gomorrah. Okay, now, and what about Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So where is Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So L'chor it's mashma that the Suda you had before is the Suda B'Makom Kiddush. It doesn't have to go forward, it goes backwards.
You had
the Suda already.
Before you make Kiddush.
L'chor, that's what it's mashma.